Welcome to the Virgo Experience Podcast. I am Charisse.
I'm Charisse.
And we are back. It is October. It is fall. It is leaves. It's pumpkin spice season, which people like. Ugh.
pumpkin spice ain't no. So nice. Roll mm-hmm. it up and shoot it like dice.
Absolutely not. I told you about that. I told you about that rap career. That you only do that at family gatherings. Don't do that out in public. That's not where it's at. Absolutely not.
I sold zero records.
Correct. And you didn't chart at all on the billboards. Absolutely not. So let me see. Oh, it's also homecoming season for the HBCUs. K-State is this Saturday. TSU's is the end of the month. Alabama A&M is also this weekend. And I feel like it's somebody else. Only reason I know those three is because I was, you know, looking at going to those three.
Did you hear who TSU's football coach is?
No, who is it?
Taj's husband from SWV. Okay, hold on. He used to play for Ohio State University. Me and my husband just talked about him the other night. And what I love about it, because I said him and Deion Sanders, they have a new fan, because you're so used to, look, I'm trying to Google and talk at the same time. You're so used to, you know, these ex-professional athletes going on to these top schools and stuff, and they mm-hmm. said they want to coach at HBCUs. So you have Deion Sanders at some HBCU in
I think
Florida.
It's Jackson. No, is it Jackson is it State? Jackson? Is it now? Look, I gotta look up. I know I'd heard about when he went to. The HBCU, but also, have you seen what commercial is that with that duck?
Jackson State, yes.
What commercial is that with the Aflac duck that now the HBCU band piece is in there with him? The dancers, the drum majors. You're gonna have to look it up. I was like, okay, putting the HBCU band and bringing in money for the school. Okay, I see.
Right.
I see y'all. So
I love it.
Well, that's good. That's good for TSU. I'm glad that our HBCUs are getting more recognition and shine, and hopefully bringing in more money, you know, from, you know, different people, and, you know, not just only the
Eddie George. That's his name.
Oh yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched their show when it was on. How many years ago? It seemed like it's been a long time. I watched their show. Yeah, now that you say his name, yeah, I know who he is. Yeah, that's
I love it.
Yeah, that's her husband. So, yes, people, it is fall, but it's still hot here in Louisville.
It's not hot
for October. October. Well, it's still warm. It's still quite warm. It's 80-85. But in Louisville tomorrow it can be snowing, and
right,
and then it makes me think, because, like, you know, we've been to homecoming and the weather will say, oh, it's gonna be cool, it's gonna be like 60-65 degrees, and then you get there and it's like 85, 90, mm-hmm. and people have already packed and came based on the weather. So you just see like this mix up of like cougie sweaters, and
right.
then you see shorts, and then you see thigh high boots, and then you see like, you know, like crop tops. It just, and people just will be like, what's the weather? Like, what happened here? Like, you see velvet, you see like winter stuff, and then you see like summer stuff, and you just be like, what happened here? And you know, the thing is, Frankfurt don't have nowhere for you to go to even get anything. So what if you come from out of town, whatever you brought is pretty much whatever you brought. So you just kind of like out of luck. But if you a real person that goes to homecoming, you know to bring you another outfit, because the weather will trick you and you'll be hot. Nobody wants
you're
to
gonna
be
have
hot.
Two suitcases for a two-night stay.
For a two-night stay. Yes. You're gonna get the big suitcase with the wheels, because you don't know what can transpire. Yes. So yes, we are back. While we were missing, I hope you all missed us while we were gone. We were celebrating our birthdays. My birthday was the 12th. And Sharice's birthday was the 18th, and so we were celebrating our birthdays. Now, I didn't get to celebrate like I wanted to, because I was supposed to be in New Orleans.
And the NOLA.
You hear that NOLA clap? Yeah, that's where I was supposed to be at. But Mother Nature said, not on my watch for 2021.
You ain't coming down here with the head chair. No. Celebrate your birthday chair. No, you. Oh, sorry.
None of that. I didn't get no beignets. I didn't get to be on the bayou. I didn't get to do nothing. She came.
Didn't get no beads.
No beads. I didn't get nothing. Didn't get to go on Bourbon Street. She was like, no, nah, fam, your Airbnb don't have no electricity. So
bed floating in the water. Sorry.
And look, and well, and then it was crazy. The Airbnb host was like, sent me this thing right before I canceled. He was like, it says something like, I was staying in Bywater. And so it sent the thing like in different neighborhoods. So it was like Bywater, it said vast majority of these neighborhoods will have electricity or power restored. And Bywater was one, but it was like September. Let me see, when was I going down? September 10th. So it was maybe like September 8th or 9th. So if I had a flown down there, it may have had electricity and it may have not. So I was like, this is not going to work. So one of my friends, she was down, actually got stuck in New Orleans and went down there to visit her family, because that's where she's from. And she got stuck because of the hurricane. And so I was asking her and she was like, no, don't go down there. It's not looking good. So no New Orleans.
They're still trying to recover.
And they're still trying to recover almost, you know, a month later. But I did get to go out with, you know, Sharice and several of my other good friends and had a good birthday dinner. Sharice, what
I
did you
so
do?
I had so much fun at your dang on dinner when we started singing that and dang on.
What was we, what was that? The Bruno Mars song?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my, it was so much fun, Sharice, because like, we didn't care who we was around. We just I'm a leader.
Plus, the saxophonist was jamming, though. He was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
the saxophonist was absolutely jamming. And he was playing. He did a good job on that, on that song. And so, yeah, honey, we sang and we had a mojito or two and a pina colada and a shot of tequila. Oh, actually, honey, it was a double shot. They said they didn't have shot glasses. So, honey, we ended up getting like a double shot. So yeah, I still had a good time from a birthday weekend. So
is that my headphones making noise?
I don't think so. It might be mine, honey. You know they from Target and they was only $12.99. So
expensive.
I really want some more. The last ones I paid $20 for. I really want some more, but I wanna try. I'm scared if I try like the ones that don't have a wire, they'll be lost. Girl, they'll be somewhere under the car seat, back outside. I've been stepped on it, taking the garbage out. Just I don't see that it's going to be a good situation. So so fast forward, then we come to your birthday. And what did we do? We went out the night before with some of our college friends. Yeah. That was a good time. That was a good reunion after post-pandemic panorama.
And cut up in the dang old Walgreens parking lot for what, about an hour?
Probably about at least an hour. Yeah, we was. Listen, let us tell y'all something. Okay, so y'all tell us how y'all would have handled this. Okay, so we were in the seat. Sharice, myself, and one of our college friends was in the parking lot. You know how you just be standing talking, and you don't even realize that you've been out there that long. So we had ran a CVS. It was closing.
Yeah, CVS, that's what it was.
It was closing basically like in 5 minutes when we were in there. So it used to be 24 hours and now it closed at 10. So we was just standing out there and we kept telling people that, you know, hey, it was closed. People didn't believe us. They kept walking to the door. So whatever the case may be. So this one lady was like, we were like, ma'am, it's closed. And she was like, really? I said, yeah, it was closing when we were going in, when we came out. And that was probably about 30 minutes ago. They closed at 10. We talked to the manager. And she was like, oh, okay. I was just trying to find somewhere to use the bathroom. By the way, I went to a black, what did she say? I went to a black art showing tonight. Down at such and such, and it's a black owned art gallery, a black owned restaurant, and we were just looking like
and we didn't ask.
We didn't ask for the I don't know why. I don't know. And I guess she thought that because we were black, we had the plug and we knew every single black event that's going on in the city of And she was like, yeah, down to such and such. And we was all just looking like, no, we didn't know about it. She was like, yeah, it was so nice. All right, you all have a nice night. What do you say to that? Do you just like,
oh, hold on? But she said, but the music was so loud.
Yes, she did.
I said, loud like this, right here, and pointed at this, at the little white restaurant that was across.
Yeah, it was a white bar, and they was outside in front of the bar playing music.
Oh my God.
I don't really know what to kind of say in those things, because I think you just be shocked, like, am I supposed to say something back, or am I supposed to smile and nod, or what? I don't really know. What are the options? I need some guidance.
It was so awkward because we told her. She didn't want to believe us. We was like, all right, don't believe us. Then all three of us standing here lying to you. What are we going to do? Everyone like we said, it's closed and ran out, Tyrese. We stood right there.
And looked at you and look you straight in the face and said, it's closed. And then I just don't understand why she didn't get back in her car and just say, okay, thanks. But why she had to tell us that she went to a black art gallery.
It sounds like saying, you know, I'm a Negro lover. Like
I just need to, yeah, like I needed to know why you did. Yeah. I need to know
walk away,
what you
girl.
Did. Yeah. Just say thank you.
And then she turned and started walking towards her car and then turned back around. And then she asked something about a bathroom. And I told her, go to that restaurant right there, the one we just came out of. Tyrese, then she take her behind on over to the other one where they was playing the music.
I think we confused her, and she was disoriented because we didn't know about the black art gallery showing, and all three of us were black. She she couldn't, I don't think she understood, like, how could you all be Black in Louisville and not know about these events? I thought all y'all talk to each other and everybody knows about all.
That's my cousin and him.
Yeah. We know about every single Black event that happens in Louisville. Hell, even with social media, like, even if you on social media, if you still probably may not know about every single Black event that takes place on an everyday basis in Louisville. So yeah, that one was a weird. I don't really know what you do. I need some feedback on, do you be like, ma'am, I'm okay, I don't know about all Black events, or do you just smile and nod, or or do you just walk away? What we need some feedback on what you do. So all right,
you told the ma'am Saturday. Your nose was free now.
Right, we can choose what events we would like to go to. Yes, thank you for updating us on the Black art showing and the Black art gallery or restaurant that they hosted it at. We appreciate.
What she was
it.
Really trying to say is, please don't rob me. I'm not,
honey.
I'm cash. I'm intelligent.
I supported the African American community tonight, so thank you for not robbing me. First of all, I wasn't trying to drop my leftovers to rob my back. First of all, so
okay,
let's start there. I wasn't trying to drop my leftovers, trying to rob nobody. And plus,
Dang on there, did the splits trying to save Mary?
Right, save her box. Right, I just. I ain't trying to be on the front of Crime Time. I don't take okay. pictures well. And you know they don't give you, you know, they probably just be like, here's your, you know, you gotta take your mug shot. They probably don't give you like a 1, 2, 3, like a school photographer do, and come and, you know, like straighten your hair out and make sure everything is good.
You want them small little Black comb.
Why was I thinking of that? I remember that. You get one of them small Black combs. And I don't think I ever had to use it because my hair was always done and plaited in elementary school. Boy. So my mother made sure my hair was always together, honey. It was probably some crown, not crown royal.
Some blue magic.
It is called it's a royal crown or crown royal. It's in that red tin, and it's like in a red container, and it got that
silver top.
It's either called royal crown or crown royal. So I'm pretty sure that I never had to use that comb because I was, you know, it was instilled that don't mess your hair up before picture time because I don't want no raggedy photos. I'm not paying for no raggedy photos. Oh my God. But I still took that comb. I don't know why. I don't know what I was going to do with it and took it home. I don't know why I took that comb because I didn't need it. So, honey, yes, my hair was laid down. What is it called?
What are you doing? Grandma, son, and go. What are you doing? Don't ask your daddy to turn on your book. Lord Jesus.
What is called either Crown Royal or Royal? Royal.
I don't know
Crown.
Why my Google ain't going across the screen.
Let me see. It's called.
I think I need to cut my phone off and then turn it back on.
Crown Grease. Yeah. It's called Royal Crown Grease. Royal Crown Hairdressing. Yep. And it's in a red and green container, red, white, and green container. And it has a silver top. And they still sell it to this day. Because I saw it in a beauty store and I was like, I cannot believe they still make this. So yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Hey, when it's good, it's good.
Right. I'm pretty sure this is either this or some blue magic was used back in and some water and a goody brush. And some goody barrettes, because that's the only barrette brand that was available back in the day. You get 8 breaths on that paper. And yeah, so all right, fast forward. Saturday, what do we do Saturday for your birthday?
We went to Drake's, which I absolutely love Drake's, oh, yeah. Especially when they move them tables and let you dance, so we couldn't do it.
Oh yeah, because we was there early. Was there early. We would have to go I want to say they still do it, but I have ridden past there several times, but I don't hardly see a lot of people COVID. In there, maybe because of, but the other bars in the area, because it's like,
good night, love you.
It's like 4 or 5 other bars in the area, and I see people, but next time it's late, and look, I'm riding a Taco Bell, and I shouldn't be eating carbs at that late, but I want Taco Bell and a slush. So I'm gonna look over there next time I go. I'm gonna come back around and slowly creep by and then slow down and look in her.
And don't turn your lights off. That lady gonna be outside.
I better be careful. Get home. So especially being out.
Black club is down there. It's loud.
Right. I went down there and I had a beverage. So I supported a black owned business. Man, right. Okay. Thank you. I mean, I'm not the owner, but thanks. Like, why are you telling me this? So yeah, we did go out to dinner and what else did we had a good time at dinner. What else did you do that day? I feel like you did something else.
Am I missing something? Did. I came home and I was just like, you know what? Because I don't do a lot for my birthday, which it doesn't bother me. But I came home and I told my friend, I said, I want to do something. So me and my middle daughter and my oldest, I believe. I think so. Yeah. We went to, we were going to go to Churchill Downs to the U of L.
Oh, that's where y'all went. Yeah.
We rolled past because it was so many dang on people. It was like, that's a no. So we came on back home and I said, I still want to do something else random. And so I said, oh, let's do the scooter things. So we hop in the car. My cousin was here. We all hopped in the car and we went to Indiana. I really liked their little setup thing over there because they had like the outdoor restaurant and all of that stuff. You know, you got the police monitoring and then you have the walk or whatever. And so we had to find these scooters. We rode around on these scooters, which was, I had a blast. And then I told you I fell. So I fell on my 42nd birthday. Yes. Just told y'all how old I am. Just fell on my 42nd birthday. But then the other day, no, last week, I'm sorry. Why did we go walking? Me and my whole family, we go walking. And we're probably about 2-3 blocks from the house. And my husband was like, you got on 2 different shoes. Girl. Why did I?
Like, wait a minute. Did you have on like a church patent leather slide and then a gym shoe? Or what kind of, you got on 2 different gym shoes? Girl, or what? What setup was it?
A black Nike on my left foot, and then my multicolored Adidas on the right foot.
You didn't see that? Did you not look down? Or did you? No. Not, they don't feel different, unbalanced? Like,
no, I just put my shoes on, and that got me walking around with 2 different shoes on. Like, this is crazy.
I don't know if that's a sign of getting old or not. I don't know what went wrong maybe that's the after effect of that fall. Right. See, that's why I'm scared of them scooters, because that scooter is thin and I just feel like it ain't a whole lot to grab on or correct real quick. If something happens, you just damn knee skint up.
It is scary.
That's why I'll pass.
But see, I fell when I was walking to the car. That's the bad thing. But the scooter thing, I was telling people, because it's like, you got to, with your left hand is your brake. With your right hand, you got to like push down on the lever to go fast. And that thing ain't no joke. That thing go fast. And I just remember telling people, because you do got to have it balanced. I'm going to tell people, inexperienced driver.
Oh, God, you with your own horn.
But once you get the hang of it, it's so much fun. But we walk into the car and it was dark and they had something. My husband said look like they're going to put a light post right there, and so like it was really low to the ground and they had like this yellow caution tape, which of course I didn't see it. So I'm walking, I'm trying to take a selfie with my son, and I'm talking about him how he ain't looking happy with the selfie. And so I'm looking at the phone, and my husband said, he was like, so how'd you enjoy your birthday? And he said, next thing he knew, I was gone.
Just and down.
I went, boop.
Right. Oh, my God.
Why did Alex say I look like that white thing that be on the ground? That image, like, you know what I'm talking about? She said it's like
that be in front of like be in front of car dealerships that blow thing.
She said, why'd it look like you? Why she said you went splat like right off the
Why?
You know that you know how to make chalk outlines of people.
Yes. Splat. Why?
Like, oh
why,
my God.
Why? I'm so glad some your family was at least with you. And somebody can help pick you up, because it would be worse if you fell by yourself and nobody's around.
All I heard was mama.
And nobody's around to help you. That would be absolutely terrible. That would
Phone screen thing was tore up.
Oh my
God. Everybody trying to help me. You know, everybody trying to help you up at one time. One trying to grab a leg, one trying to grab an arm. And it's just like, I'm okay. Then let go of that phone though. I was like, I'm okay.
You supposed to save yourself, not your phone. But listen, I understand, because phones is expensive. So you ain't trying to damage it in any kind of way. You almost I'll skin this hand up and put some peroxide on it later. But long as this phone is saved, I think I'm good. So
but Sharice is like, sometimes when you fall, you know that you're falling, because it's like, oh, I tripped and bam. This was more like a dude. You ever seen in cartoons where somebody's there and all of a sudden they disappear? That's how, like, when they fall into like a manhole. That's how it was for me. Cause
just
it was
walking
like,
and do to talk, walking and talking. Yeah. And next thing you know, you was down.
Because I didn't trip over the thing. The thing had something sticking out. So it's like I stepped on it with my right foot. And there was nothing, nowhere for my toes to go after I stepped on it. So it's like I went, bloop. And it's like, you kind of thinking down. Like, yeah, it's like, wow, I just fell. Like, how did I get here? It was weird. It was weird.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Right. That's nothing. That's nothing you want on your birthday. You don't want skimped up knees. You don't want a concussion on your birthday. Nobody wants to be in the ER on their birthday. So so yes, y'all, that's where we've been at. We will sell it, you know, September is our birthday month. You know, and we Virgos, hence the name of our podcast. So these are the kind of experiences that we tell y'all about, that crazy stuff that happens. And they're just random, crazy type of things that absolutely happen. So we back, y'all, and it's fall and here we are. Let's move over real quick to some sad news. I know we're kind of like behind, but Greg Leakes, you know, I think it's been 2 weeks now. He passed Nene's husband. I was sad because I like Greg. Greg was one of my, I only watched Atlanta Housewives. I don't need to watch the other. Well, when I was watching only Atlanta Housewives. But out of all the husbands Greg was my favorite because let me see who all, what husbands is on there. Todd, Greg, Peter, Apollo, Mark, Sheree's husband, Bob, Kim's husband, Croy. I don't think when the very first season, what's that girl's name? Is it Deshaun Snow? Why am I making that
up? Yeah, Deshaun Snow.
I don't remember her husband. I remember her. And then the other lady who whose husband married Rudy. Yeah. Keisha Knight Pullum. Let me see. But as far as like the husbands that kind of had been on there for a while, I like Greg and I like Todd. I think Todd seems like he's an all right kind of guy. But I feel like Greg was the one, like the grandfatherish, like type, the old man that wore the fedora to all the every single event. He got like 59 different color fedoras.
That's your wisdom right there. Like,
he's the one that be shopping at like GQ on Broadway by White Castle. That's his store. That's where he get all his go out suits and all his church suits. That's
get the certain shoes to match.
Shoes and socks and pocket handkerchief to match. Yeah. So Greg was probably one of my favorites. So that, you know, that is sad that he passed away. So
I think that hit a lot of people hard. When he passed away, I was like, wow. Make you know, sad because he was the balance of the, like, he was the voice, even though he wasn't a housewife, like, he supported his wife, but he wasn't one of them kind of guys that, I think he knew in the back of his mind that this is just reality TV, like, this is just a show, don't let it consume who you are, you know what I'm saying, and I think he was just that balance with everybody, because even though if people had issues with Nene, Greg was still cool. If Nene wanted him to fall back, he would fall back. You know what I'm saying? But he was still cordial to the people who she had issues with.
Right.
And he was one of them. He helped keep the men in line. Like, don't get in woman business. Let them have it. We gonna go on that side.
And he seems like, because you know, a lot of times, like with reality TV, people are sometimes one way in front of the camera and then complete opposite when they get off camera. Like on camera, they yelling and fussing and fighting and cussing. But once they get off camera and you run into them at your local Chick-fil-A, you like, what? How? And you nice to everybody. You like, are you the same person? Greg seemed like he was the same person regardless, whether he was on the screen off the screen. He just kind of had that, you know, that cool vibe. So yes, he would definitely be, you know, definitely be missed. So speaking of Real Housewives, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Cynthia's gone.
About time. I like Cynthia, but deuces, girl.
Yeah.
Don't live your life.
Right, because that's the thing. Like, you know, I've said this many times. What else can we see with certain people, like kids, marriage, divorce, marriage again, weddings, baby, fussing and fighting, trips, shenanigans, petty stuff? Like, what's the formula has been solved, and there's nothing else, you know, nothing else. So I'm glad.
And I don't think Mike Hill was really into being all on, that negativity, and
probably not. Yeah, probably not. So I'm glad Cynthia's gone. I think maybe she'll because I don't know. I know he's based out of LA and she was in Atlanta. So she'll probably be going back and forth because I believe she still has her house, and she also, I think she still has her wine cellar store open. So more than likely, she'll probably still be going back and forth, but she'll probably be living in LA. And I think it's time.
So he didn't move, because I thought he was going to move.
The last I heard from the folks on YouTube is I thought she was moving out to LA, and then because Noel is out there as well. Or maybe I thought Noel was out in LA already with him. But either way, even if he does move to Atlanta, I still, like you said, he probably doesn't want to be on TV like a lot. Cause I can only assume that the cameras come in at what, like 8 a.m. and don't leave until what, maybe 10 or 11 o'clock every night. That's a long time.
And they catch so much, because remember the conversation, because sometimes you have those conversations that may not seem awkward at the moment, but then once this all over TV, like the conversation they were having when Cynthia was in LA and he had all his female friends there and the daughter was there.
Awkward.
Very awkward. And it probably wouldn't have been as bad, because once you see it on TV and it's awkward, the networks are going to keep on running it. They're not going to, we don't want to damage this. And he is a brand. He was a brand before her. So he has to be very careful, because you can't say nothing on TV, because everybody takes it. And they run with it. So
So you have to be,
you want to keep your job, get off of TV. You want to keep your marriage, get off of reality TV.
So Portia's out as well. She's gone.
Deuces.
Yeah, I just,
I'm sick of her anyway.
I like Portia pre-Simon.
Yes, me too.
Pre-pandemic. So she's out. She has her show. I will not be watching. She has a new show. I don't know if it's gonna be like a limited series, or if it's gonna be like, you know, kind of how like they do the wedding specials and then they do like the baby specials, and it kind of leads up to the event. I don't know if her show is gonna be like that until it leads up until like their actual wedding and then like honeymoon.
To the scam, to where she finds out she's being scammed. How about that?
I won't be watching either way.
I will not be supporting it. Like sometimes I say I ain't supporting something and I end up, I ain't done nothing. Cherries, I promise, I'm not supporting that, because, and it's not because of what she did to Fallon, but I feel like when I watch, you know, because, you know, I done went back.
I was right, you like started over.
Have you ever had, have you ever seen TV and you see those females, and I'm not trying to, I don't know what that word is, but have you ever felt like they're raising their daughters to be gold diggers?
Kim Zolciak, allegedly.
I feel like Portia's mom did the same exact thing. Raised her to be a gold digger.
Somebody else had said that on a video that I watched on YouTube or in the comments. I can't remember which one, but somebody else had kind of said those kind of same words. Like once Portia's father left and went over with, Lauren's mother, that she kind of became that like bitter ex-wife and kind of raised Portia like, listen, will you get a man? You get all that all that you can, or whatever the case may be. Kind of almost like Evelyn Braxton and how she raised her girls, you know, raised them and all the between they daddy and all of that, because he left and whatever, whatnot, and how she kind of is. So I'm not, that ain't my child. Sheree is coming back, possibly, I believe.
Why?
Girl, what is it? The fashion show with no fashions, girl. The joggers, the winter, spring, summer, fall joggers. It don't really matter to me who comes back, because I'm not gonna be watching. Now, if they brought in some more women that actually live in Atlanta and that are a little bit younger. Now, granted, we in our 40s. I would like to see maybe, I would take 30 to 45. I would take around 30 to 45. Just to kind of see that age range and, you know, how they're living in Atlanta. What a mix of single women, some single men thrown in there. Somebody's dating, somebody's maybe engaged, and somebody, you know, some folks that are married, kind of more in that age range. I think because is everybody on their 50? No, Candy's not. Candy's not 50 yet.
Is she still on there?
She's still on there, girl. She ain't going nowhere because it's $5 extra in her pocket.
Girl.
She
should have left too.
No, she ain't going nowhere, honey. I don't think she'll ever leave. Candy's not 50 yet. Cynthia, we know Cynthia is. Nene is. Sheree, Kenya.
Is Kenya still on there?
I think so, with Brooklyn's face blurred out, like we don't know what she looked like, girl, like she's in a witness protection program. So, man, we can go over to IG and see what right. Your child looks like. So,
because that foolish ex-husband.
Right. So I would like to see some younger people kind of my age, like what's going on in Atlanta and how they're making it and, you know, what businesses they're in and so on and so forth. So I don't really want to watch 50. And now listen, before anybody get foolish, like I said, we're in our 40s, but I don't really want to watch older women that's in their 50s and above arguing and fussing and fighting on a trip. Like I want to go on a trip and have a good time and do activities and eat good food and lay by the beach and tour and do all this. I don't want a whole bunch of fussing and fighting and
foolishness. But I want the best room and
all that, like, all that kind of, yeah, I don't want to deal with all that. So that's the stuff that I don't want to see or don't care about. So, and now Phaedra's supposed to be possibly coming back as well.
All right, thanks, y'all. It was a good recording. Go to bed.
I wouldn't mind Phaedra coming back to just kind of see, to shake it up just a little bit. I probably still would not watch because the cast does not sound fun.
Is Drew Sidorova coming back?
I believe somebody says she is, but what's the girl, the YouTube girl, Tanya, Toya?
Toya.
Toya, I don't think she's coming back.
Yeah, she don't need to.
So yeah, I still feel like it's still gonna be boring and I won't be watching. I don't even watch. I used to watch the reviews to support my YouTubers to give them $5 extra in their pocket, but I can't do it. I'm like, I'll watch another video of something because it's boring to me. So
it sounds like it's gonna be boring this season, just to be honest. Because the scandals, like Cynthia, we can do without her. The only thing about Portia, I would not support Portia's new show. However, if she was on Housewives of Atlanta, then I would watch it because I would want her to explain, or just the whole thing with her and Simon would be juicy, but I'm not going to watch her show about it. But I would continue to support Real Housewives of Atlanta. Candy, at first I was thinking, oh yeah, we need keep Candy, but now I'm just like, Candy has just been doing the same thing. She's a hustler. She's
business going and babies.
To, yeah, that's it. Business and babies. And I think that I'm kind of over her. I'm over, oh girl, because I don't care about your husband, your man who just got out of prison and who's on parole.
Her Tyrone.
He might have been the one making her outfits, and since he wasn't out yet, that's why she didn't have anything to show. I don't know. But
he was in the sewing group.
Yeah.
And, to get some early release credit. So yes. him and his friends was at a sweatshop.
Exactly. In the prison, cell block B. That's why, you know, it's that made in China. Husband's gonna say made by cell block D. I don't want to know.
Look, and they was getting 50 cents for every job that they was making.
Yeah, that's why her material didn't come out looking expensive. It came out looking kind of cheap because they had to take the scraps and do what they could do. And I'm just like, no. There was one back there with Bert getting his hair braided, drawing the images of her designs. But no, I don't care about. I mean, I'm not hating on Sheree. I'm just having fun. But I just don't. There's nothing that she's doing more than me. She probably got more money than me. There's nothing that she's doing that catches my interest because I feel
that's
like
the whole point about everybody.
She has to. Yeah, she's going to be the bone collector like she was before. So why do I want to go through that again?
And that's my whole point, is that there's nothing really going on with the ladies on there that is like, oh, okay, they starting a business and they came from, it's like, I almost kind of want somebody that's like Master P, like selling, you know, stuff out of their trunk on the corner of 28th and Broadway. And then, you know, kind of like they made their way, or they was doing hair in their house and now they own like, you know, five different salons and a nail salon and a wine bar. Like, I want to kind of see like that story in Atlanta, because it's a lot of that. It's a lot of businesses owned by Black women that are really doing well in Atlanta and the outskirts. But I guess maybe because reality TV is foolish, people don't want to be on there, even if it is a nice amount of money. People don't want to be on there and kind of deal with all that. So,
well,
they
one
just
of
Akon's
wives is going to be on there.
Girl, I saw and that, and I kept scrolling.
And I think they maybe they're using Sheree to introduce her.
Maybe so.
But
well,
you know
I'm
what?
Watching.
This is what I got to say for the Real Housewives of Atlanta producers. Don't edit out the juicy stuff, and we have to get that on the back end through social media. Keep in the juicy stuff and give, and then, you know, because I don't know who the heck was editing last season, but it was, I just felt like
I heard
crap.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
People been saying bring Carlos King back. That's when it was good. Bring Carlos King and his production company back and get it together. Because, I mean, hell, he has Bell Collective. He did that show on BET with the Encore.
I like Bell Collective, too.
Love and Marriage Huntsville. I know I'm probably forgetting some. Those are the three that I can think of offhand.
Well, heck, forget about RHOA. I want to see, give me a show that either has, and I've said this before, that has the mother, Jim Jones' mother.
Oh, God.
Who else's mother?
Mama D.
Mendici's mama.
Is her name Judy? Maybe.
The woman, old girl's mama from Love and Hip Hop, Atlanta. Oh no. Are they LA? They might be LA, but you can still take her. Her mom was a famous singer back in the day.
Lyrica? No, not
Lyrica's
her.
Mama. Oh, yep, Lyrica's
big,
mama.
Big Lyrica. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Give me her.
And I would even take a short, like they go on a trip type of situation. I would probably watch it because actually I watched when they did the reunion one. I didn't watch all the episodes. I think it might have been six episodes. I think I maybe watched like four of them. I kind of like that when they all went out to Arizona. I like that. It looked like they had fun. You know, everybody gathered. It just looked like that is something they could do every year. And that is, I actually, you know, actually like that and bring all the franchises together.
And then the gay guys who hang out with the girls from RHOA, they're the ones who I love me some Lawrence.
I don't know why. I don't know what happened to them. And I even like Brandon. Brandon has not been on there. I don't know if him and Kenya are still friends or he just doesn't. He's doing something else. I liked Brandon when he was on there. So speaking of Love and Hip Hop, this made me think. Did you hear that Trick and Trina show, radio show, had got canceled?
Mm-mm. I saw where you that you sent it to me and I completely forgot. Look it up.
Their show started, I believe, beginning of last year, like let's just say January.
And canceled already?
And it was canceled. I don't really know if it was because you know we don't hear it up here, but I mean probably if we went on like you know Pandora or Spotify or something like that or iHeart, you could probably you know listen to it or whatever. But to me, they just didn't seem like it was like sometimes Trick and Trina are good together, but then sometimes I feel like it's a lot of toxicity. It just seems like it might be, and I don't know if the ratings wasn't good, if it's going to come back, if they're just going to be internet only, if they maybe give them a podcast, that may be better. I don't know, but yeah, their show get canceled, so I don't really know what they're gonna do for $5 extra.
I wouldn't do nothing with Trick Daddy but make some chicken because
that's why I said it seems like a lot of toxicity at times.
It just
seems like, and I'm not saying he's a completely bad person, it just seems like it would be like your nerves would be frayed.
Right, because the thing is, and this is how I look at it, because I don't know nothing about them, just only what I see on reality TV and little comments that he makes here and there. I see, you know, the little
when it goes
headlines
viral.
Yeah, when stuff go viral, I don't dig it deep into it because I the Trick Daddy I like, Trick love the kids. Yep. That's the Trick Daddy I like, you know. Yep. And Trina, you don't know Nat. That's who I know. That's who I like. But the thing is, when you work with someone, and let's say you don't know what my financial situation is, you see that I dress nice, you see that I'm blinged out, but we got this radio spot, I need that job. You see what I'm saying? Because I might be on my last 10,000. You know what I'm saying? And so I need this to get me over because of the lifestyle that I live, and I might not have any other opportunities right now. But then I get into business with somebody who might have royalties and $50 million in the bank, and you just saying whatever you want to, and you loose at the lips. That's not good business because you messing up my money.
And that's what I figured. Oh, sorry, y'all. And speaking of canceling, have you been seeing what's going on with Wendy Williams?
I saw something that said, and it was from Tasha K. And I just read the headline, and it said something about, did she relapse or something? And she was caught smoking. And
here's my theory. I know she has she has two autoimmune diseases, Graves' disease and some type of thyroid disease. I know autoimmune diseases can wreck your body at any given time. It's just they can come, they can go. You can be happy, sad. You can be at Burger King when it happens. It does not matter like when you have an autoimmune disease. But I don't think Wendy has relapsed on drugs. However, I feel like she doesn't have a good support network. I feel like because she's an empty nester. She only has one child. He's 21. He's in college or he's living on his own or whatever the case may be. Excuse me. He doesn't live in town. I think he goes to school in Florida, last I heard. And so, then her mother died. Was that this year or last year? Hell, I don't even know what year we are.
That's last year.
And so I don't think she really has, I don't know if she really has a lot of like good friends to, you know, kind of support her. So I think she's going like, you know, kind of like that emptiness syndrome. Like the only thing that really keeps her going is her show. And if she gives that up, I don't think she really, she feels like probably her purpose in life is completely, completely gone. I stopped watching the Wendy Show a couple of years ago when she made that snarky comment about why HBCUs exist, and that pissed me off. And so I had to stop watching. Honestly, I think she should just cancel, be done, revamp, take off some time, go travel, take your kid with you, take whatever friends you have. You have enough money to travel the world, honey. You can have doctors fly with you. You know, you can pretty much have an on-site medical staff in the G4 or G7 or whatever the hell.
Does she pay alimony?
She may still pay alimony, but I feel like even if she still does pay alimony, she still is raking in. You know what I'm saying? She still is not like, it's not, I don't feel like if she has $20 and she has to pay him $17, she only got three left and she can't even go to McDonald's. You see what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, I feel like if she still is paying alimony, then she still has enough to, you know what I mean, like survive and not be like paycheck.
Get cheese
paycheck
on her burger.
Girl, yes. Everybody gets cheese at White Castle. So
why do you need to cut your bill at a restaurant when you go out to eat? Why is it that you decide you ain't getting cheese? Why is it cheese that you forego?
I don't know.
Not the fries. That, it's always the cheese.
That or guacamole. when you go to either, what is it? Chipotle or what's the other one? Qdoba. And you'd be like, can I have some guacamole? That'll be 75 cents extra. You know what? You know what? I had guacamole 3 months ago.
Right.
So that's, you know what? I don't need it today. I'll wait.
A dollar.
Look, I'll just wait. Look, I'll wait till Christmas time.
I'm a splurge.
I'm going to wait till Black Friday. Get some guacamole on Black Friday.
Oh my God.
Listen, I'm going to be out anyway. So I'm going to save up so I can get some guacamole at Qdoba on Black Friday.
Oh so my God.
I feel like she should just cancel and then do a podcast. I feel like she can absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Because here's the thing, Wendy has the money, she could set the whole thing up in her house. But even if she don't want to set it in her house, she has the money to have a studio in the city that she could go in and still have her staff. Now, she might not have all her staff, but she will still have a lot of her staff, because then she will still be able to do Hot Topics. She could go live every day and not have to be on camera and not have to worry about all of that. She could just do recording. Podcasting, I think, is definitely the way to go for her, whether live or recorded or whichever way. But I think she needs to come from in front of the camera, because her autoimmune disease, I feel like it just keeps flaring up and she keeps pushing herself. And one more quick thing. I read that she has also allegedly not had her breast implants replaced. They've been in there since like for the last 20 years.
Oh.
And that you are supposed to get them replaced. Now, don't quote me on this. I think either every 5 or every 10 years, because of technology and you know, things change and you know, whatever happens, you're supposed to get them changed. But I feel like it's every, at least every 5 to 10 years or something. But somebody said in the comments that she was afraid to go under the knife at her age, along with being a celebrity and also with her other conditions. Now, I watched a video a long time ago and I didn't know this, but a lot of women on the video that I watched were talking about how they had to have their breast implants removed because it was causing autoimmune disease and it was causing all these kind of problems with their body. And once they got it removed, they didn't automatically stop, but it like lessened. And they was just like, who would have thought, you know, that was, you know, problems. Well, kind of like looking at Kay Michelle and what happened with her BBL and all the surgeries and that she's had and all.
Well, her what? What's her BBL?
Brazilian butt lift. Well, she might not have. I don't know if that's what she got. Maybe that is what she got.
I think she did. Because it went flat on TV.
I think that's what she had. I don't know if they was calling it that back then. I don't know. But so, yeah. So what do you think about
it? Because she almost died, right?
She almost died. Yeah, she's had it. She's had like several surgeries. She's one of my fave singers, even without, minus the shenanigans. So yeah, she's had it taken out. I feel like she may be completely done now, or she may still have maybe one or two more surgeries to go, which is crazy.
She's been going through that for at least a year, right?
Yeah. And you know, she got, I don't know if that show ever came on. I need to look that up. She had a show either coming or it's already on where she was helping other women who had gotten like this same surgery and who were having all these problems and maybe couldn't afford to, you know, go back under the knife to, you know, get it taken out or whatever the case may be. I'm going to look that up. Now, hopefully I remember by the time we get off here, because if not, when we get off here, I'll be thinking about unicorns and Care Bears the show 911 that I need to catch up on. So I probably won't remember. That's one of the things of old age. So what do you think about Wendy?
I feel sorry for Wendy Williams, but what you said about a podcast, I did not even think about that, but I think that is a perfect idea, because when you are, and I swear I'm not trying to be mean, but when you're in front of the camera and you're talking about hot topics can be the way someone looks. It can, you know what I'm saying? It just a range of things. And I just feel like that she's in the position to where she's going to be more of the hot topic than as long as people can see her physically. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I feel like she needs to go hide somewhere,
right?
But I feel like she would have more control over what people can see. Like, it's just like when you work from home, you can have on the top and have on your slip and nobody will know, as long as you
first of all, who's wearing a church slip? let's start there. Let's pause. First of all, who has a church slip this day and age? Well, first of all, who our age range has a church slip still in their household? Let's start there. Now, and then
I got a slip.
Also,
I don't wear it.
Who is wearing a church slip around the house? Who got on a business top and a church slip on the bottom on a Zoom call? I'm trying to figure it out. I have not worn a slip since, oh my God, I think like 2004. I think that's probably the last time I wore stockings as well. It was like 2003 is the last time I think I had on stockings. That's when I was crossing.
And
we had to have on stockings, white stockings at that.
Yeah, whenever I wore a slip, the back of it, I always end up on top of my butt. And no matter where I was, I used to have to just roll that slip back down over my behind.
that's too much finagling back and forth.
I hate slips. Oh, yeah. My God. But when I have my little meetings, I got to have on that dang on slip. And I'm like, oh, I hate slips.
Oh, yeah. Hair. Oh, no.
I can't stand them. Thank God for Zoom meetings.
Yes.
I was seeing that Ivrea said that she had breakthrough COVID. And, you know, that's hard. Like, some people, thank God I was fine. But that COVID is rough. And she must still, you know, I guess have some after effects of it, especially when you already have conditions.
Autoimmune.
So I think that if I was Wendy Williams, I don't want to be made to leave. And I think that if she leave now, hand it over to Nick Cannon, leave on your own terms and go do you. When Steve Harvey lost his show, I believe, on TV, he just went to YouTube.
Right. He went to Facebook Live.
I don't watch it, but in 2021, there's so much more you can do now. And she could possibly do guest appearances on Charlamagne's show. You know, I ain't never watched it, but there.
No.
I think that he came up under her tutelage or whatever you call it.
They're friends, or maybe friends. But it is a whole bunch she could do with podcasts. Like I said, she could do live and still be off camera. She could do live and be on a camera once a week if she wanted to. And then she doesn't have to worry about all of that effort, because I can't imagine, like, we were just talking about before we got on here about being on Zoom. If you're an introvert like me, when I was doing an online class, that was like my first online class. But by the time I got to that class, that was like in August, I was already Zoom fatigued by the time we got to August 2020 from everything else. And so for me, it's hard to be on camera for 2 whole hours, looking, blinking, trying to pay attention. Like, when I got off, I just went to bed because I was so exhausted from being on Zoom for 2 hours and having to pay attention and whatnot. I'm like, oh my God, is everybody looking at me? And I can't hardly move, and can't chew gum, and like, it's like, oh, it's too much. So I can't even imagine like being in Wendy Williams' shoes, where, you know, you got to start getting ready at 10 for your show that is going to air at 2 o'clock. Like, so yeah, I would bounce. If it was,
you got to have this, you got to have that. Looking at Wendy Williams on TV, especially with her illness, and I'm not trying to be rude, like I said, but honestly, her looking at her, knowing that she's not well, would be like looking at somebody who got a booger in their nose.
You're having a conversation.
I ain't heard nothing you said because you got that booger hanging right there in your nose. It's like, I ain't heard nothing.
Right, because I'm concentrated. Made me think of something. You had mentioned Love and Marriage Huntsville and Real Housewives of Potomac. Now, I don't watch them anymore because foolishness as well. Like, I don't. But you had mentioned, like, it was something going on that happened on those two that I need to catch up on Huntsville. I'm probably about 2 to 3 episodes behind on Huntsville. I've heard little bits and pieces of the episode of people's like review, but I haven't really been paying attention. I just have come to the conclusion, what I have heard is this Vegas trip is thrown the hell off, and that's not a vacation I would want to be on. I wouldn't want to be on a vacation trip with a freshly divorced couple. I don't care how much of a friends we are. I don't care if you at that end and I'm at the other end. I just feel like that is a recipe for disaster. Like, if y'all go on a trip, you take him this time. If y'all go on this next trip, you take me. And then maybe in a year or so, when kind of the feelings have died down, then maybe we can you know, go on a trip together. And maybe we also have our own significant others to bring on the said trip. But I could not go on a trip with a freshly divorced couple. Like,
especially not one that divorced, how they divorced
publicly.
You know, when you think about them and the infidelity that went on, you see two different viewpoints, right? You have Melody's, how she looks at it, and you have Martell. And Martell, to me, and I'm not a counselor, but he comes off to me with that kind of, with that mind frame that reminds me of what I read not too long ago, maybe several months ago, about how they even came up with the show and how it was supposed to be about the business. But then after they got the thumbs up from the Oprah network, that's when she found out about the infidelity. Was going to cancel it. But we are, what, four seasons in?
I think so, three or four.
So, and they just got divorced last season. So for me, I see a man who was like, in his mind, and it's no excuse for him, but you knew about this. So I don't understand why you're acting this way, because you being knowing about this girl. Whereas Melody, I feel like, is trying to play that role of a scorned woman and trying to get the benefits, meaning getting the, oh, she's
the sympathy
scorned.
And the empathy, empathy and the, oh, and the eyes and the, like, let me hug you. And
And he's like, but you did your dirt, allegedly, because he keeps saying it, and you knew about her. So it's like 1 + 1 ain't equaling 2 in his mind. But on the now, so what I don't like about Melody, this is why I keep turning her name up. It's this Kentucky tongue. I can't get it together. but what I don't like about her, especially this past episode from them being in Vegas, I feel like she antagonizes him. And she knows what that song, she knows what that song was about. But, and it made me think, I bet you think this song is about you, remember that song? And it really isn't. It's like, this isn't the dude that you broke up with and you ain't never seeing him again. So you at home playing all these songs and he don't know what you're saying. You playing this dang on song right
freshly
in front
after
of
divorce.
Him. Firstly, out of the divorce, he still be throwing stuff about, man, I still love her. Like, he still got your foot on his balls. You know what I'm saying?
Disaster.
And then plus his kids. And then for a man, for this man to say that his kids are walking around the house singing this song. And she's like, that ain't the song, but it's close enough to the song that he believes it's the song. So in his mind, that's enough. But you don't sit there and try to continue to antagonize them. That's not right.
That's what a lot of people have said, that she's
clicked in the forehead.
Yeah, she's passive aggressive. You have to almost watch it and see it, and then you like, why? She does do stuff. But see, I think because the first two seasons, I think this is season 3, the first two seasons, it was I'm being cheated on, I have these kids, we try to reconcile, I had this other baby, and then I didn't have the other baby, you know, she ended up having the abortion. So it was kind of like that sympathy and an empathy type of pull from the audience and from the people that follow the show and watching it. Watch it. So they are like, oh yes, and ooh, and I, and oh my God, and oh baby.
And I'm like, girl,
let me bake you a cheesecake. You need, here's a 7-Up cake. You know, like, here's this, like, oh, let me treat you to a spa day because of such and such and this. this happened. But I think now that his time has went on, people are like, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We didn't gave you your oohs and ahs, but you saying slick, slick-ish, and people ain't really catching it because some people are still, oh, baby. But other people are like, now, wait a minute. Why are you even talking to him? Like, I know that this is, that trip was for TV, but I can't imagine that being a fun trip. Kind of like what I just said earlier about the Real Housewives.
She's the problem.
Yeah, like the Real Housewives, like they go to Greece, which is absolutely beautiful and somewhere I want to visit, but I don't want to hear the whole time fussing and fighting and foolishness. Uh-uh. And you know, like you all have resources and can fly on private jets and you know, go shopping at Prada and all, you know, like all that luxury type stuff, and y'all arguing over rooms. And so, like,
the Chinese paying for production, probably paying for
production's probably paying for, but that's the thing. I don't know, like, I know Carlos, that's his show, but maybe in his mind he thought it would go differently if they was on separate ends of the house. But then, yeah, I don't, like, Melanie brought Destiny, which was fine, but maybe Martell needed, well, I guess he had his other friends, Marceau and Maurice, there, but
Destiny was his friend first.
I heard about that. So I think that probably is a whole nother situation that needs to be kind of like almost, you know, talked about, like when if a couple splits, whether they marry, whether they boyfriend, girlfriend, engage, or marry, if they split, and you're good friends with both, do you take one side, do you take the other? Or if you were friends with, say, like the husband, a boyfriend before, do you continue to be, and you kind of, you know, got to know the girlfriend? Like, that's a good question. I would like to know if the audience would let us know that, because I would like to know if you friends before and you get to know their significant other and they split, do you continue to be friends with the person you were already friends with, or you take the significant other side? Not like side per se, but you kind of more so, you know, stay friends with the significant other that you got to know. So, yeah, that trip will get on my nerves. I will be in the pool or the hot tub.
It honestly was not bad. From what they show on TV, it looks horrible, but right. It doesn't seem like it was that bad until Melody. It's like she already got the knife. She's already sliced him. He's already, and I'm assuming, suffering somehow financially because she was the holder of the builder's license. Mm-hmm. He was not. And then he doesn't have product. He's selling cream of nature at the trunk of his car, trying to hustle it in old girl shop.
Look, that he didn't bought roses.
Yes, and that he didn't, and them soaps that he didn't collect it from hotel stays. Like, he sell them in care packages. Like, he is suffering. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he's a man, so he's not going to reveal
that he's suffering.
He's going to hide it. He's going to try to cover it up until he gets better. If you notice, they never show us going to Martell's house. You know what I'm saying? They never show. He's always He could possibly be living with his mother. We don't know, but she does things like when she felt like she needed to apologize to the friend for some comments that he said online about she. Why did you feel the need to go back to him and tell him, so I apologize to such and such for the comments that you made about her? You didn't need to do that. He didn't ask you to go to her and apologize. You felt like you needed to do it, or at least you wanted to do it to get some camera time to once again poke the bear, because that's right. What you're doing. You're poking the bear. You don't, and the thing is, as females, sometimes you were great with me, but you for damn sure ain't about to be great with her.
Right.
She's not about to be riding around in a G-Wagon.
What's that? Song? Whose song is that? Is that Beyonce's song? It's not Irreplaceable. It's Ring the Alarm. That's what it is. Yeah.
How's that go?
Ring the Alarm. I'd be damned if you have another chick on your arm or something. Now I'm gonna have to look up the lyrics. I believe that's on her album 4. Let me see. Ring the Alarm. Let me look up the lyrics. Oh, please.
Cause see, that's what's going on with Marceau too. Is that Marceau? No, Maurice. He wasn't his son's mama, whatever her name is. He wasn't, I don't think he was as successful then as he is now. Plus, I think they said that he was much heavier. So,
yeah.
Better.
It says, the hook is, ring the alarm, I've been through this too long. But I'll be damned if I see another chick on your arm. Won't you ring the alarm? I've been through this too long. I'll be damned if I see another chick on your arm. So she gonna be rocking chinchilla coats. I let you go. Be in the house off the coast. I let you go. She gonna take everything I own. I let you go. So I think that's on her. On what album is that on? I think that's on 4. I feel like that is on her. It's on B-Day. It's on her B-Day. Yeah, that's what made me think of it. So yeah, sometimes we are like that. But listen, I just want them to separate and only and exchange the kids in the McDonald's parking lot with the mothers. Or like a designated person, and then they don't really have to talk to each other. And if they do, they get one of those, what is it called? It's like a parenting app, like that the courts use, so that when people talk to each other, they only can talk to each other through this texting app, and nothing can be deleted, so nobody can manipulate messages and say I said this and didn't say that and so on and so forth. So that's what they need. They need to be able to talk through that app and only talk about the kids and have somebody meet up with in the middle and drop the kids off. They ain't gotta see each other because it's too much. So now what happened on Potomac? Because I haven't watched that in a long time. I still feel like that's a lot of foolishness, and it's just it's the same thing with
Potomac is so good though.
But
so crazy with Potomac. It's several things with Potomac. So give me a minute. So with Potomac, you have Giselle and Robin, right? Who are best friends. What I don't like is that I feel like Robin to a certain point is a follower. And just because Giselle doesn't want to go or she has a problem with old girl right here doesn't mean that you have to have an issue with old girl right here.
A
you
lot
know
of people
saying?
Are like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And she does it. And the thing is that you jumping because me and you are friends. If you have an issue with Joe Blow and you can talk to me about the issue with Joe Blow and I can still be friends with Joe Blow and still have your feelings about Joe Blow in a safe. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And because your feelings for Joe Blow are locked up in this safe, it's not going to affect how I treat Joe Blow. It will have my eyes open to Joe Blow. But it's not going to affect how I treat Joe Blow. And I feel like with Robin, she protects Giselle like that's her girlfriend or something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you ride so hard. Now, I'm with riding for a friend, but you
sometimes
ride
it
so
can be too
hard.
Much.
Yes. If you want to ride for a friend, you also have to know when to pull a friend back, when to be like, I don't know
about that. I don't think you should do a drive-by tonight. I don't think you should key his car. I don't know. I don't want to be in prime time. I told you.
She'll be in jail.
Well,
Giselle, I just don't think this is, and handing her the gun, I just don't think this is a good idea. Well, why did you get in the car?
And
why
drive,
did you,
like,
this, right? Why did you load the clip? Like, why did you do those things? Because
you could have stopped at any moment, right? So now you in jail. Now y'all in jail together looking silly.
And
yeah,
it's like,
see,
if your friend if your friend Giselle cussed somebody out, then Giselle needs to understand that I'm going to cuss you back out, because there are limits. And I know with our HOA, there's his kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with Candy, it's her man. Kids, her man, her mama.
Yeah.
And with, you don't talk about them because you're going to get that shivery voice and you're gonna make me come for you or whatever.
Right. Voice gonna get shaky.
Yeah, but when it comes down to this one, it's like Giselle can say whatever, and what's her name, Dr. Wendy, she don't play by her husband, because you have to give a story life, right? So I've seen a couple of articles here and there, and like we said before, once, no matter how uncomfortable it makes you, if the network tapes it, they're going to keep showing it because it's something hot
and twist it how you want to.
Yeah, so you can't bring up that old girl's husband, that she's fixing herself up because her husband may be cheating on her, and expect her to sit here and have this conversation with you. No, she's going to go off on you. And how dare you? That who was that without seeing cast the first stone, and your ex-husband that you done dogged out, then wrote a supposed tell-all about, and who done been through the congregation and on his second trip, like, how dare you?
Pass the plate,
how
please.
You got the ushers passing one plate, and he was in the office passing another.
Mm.
Like, come on, allegedly. Mm. Like, come on, girl. How dare you? You should know as a woman how that would affect. And then plus on top of that, I believe that's your soror. So I believe that is against a code or something. It has to be. It has to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's certain things that you just don't do. And
but
your sorority, your
day.
Sisterhood sorority as a woman and as a Black woman. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like, that, I think rules exist, like those invisible girl codes exist. And I think it depends on the people, the person and the people that you're around, and the people's character and personality. Cause I think sometimes you know who was gonna do wrong. Like, you just know, like, oh yeah, I'm not surprised by that. But then other people, you might be like, I just can't believe you did that. Like, I'm very surprised by that. But it just, I think it just kind of depends on the person and their demeanor, and if you hanging around them, and it just, you'll know. I think, feel like sometimes you will know, like, you know, if you have that friend, when y'all go out to the club, you may or may not have to fight. Like, you like, oh my God, listen, I lost my keys. Listen, fooling with you because you seen somebody that you fought like in 07. Listen, I don't have time for that. I just came to boogie, get my steps in, and get me a Sprite and go and go home. Like, you kind of know, like, what friends, like, you know, well, friends that when they go out to eat, they only, you know, they go, they only want to eat, like, Chili's and Applebee's and Old Charlie's. They never want to try anything outside of like chain restaurants. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of know what each person is. But yeah, I just, them up there is the same for me as Atlanta. Now, I have heard that Potomac is doing a whole lot better than Atlanta, and it is a lot of drama, but the same thing, a lot of them ladies are, now they might be, what are they probably, what, like mid to late 40s?
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's 50 up there. Well, Karen is.
Oh yeah, Karen. And Giselle, I think, is older than Karen, I think.
Because Karen's what, like 60, 65 maybe?
I thought Giselle was older than Karen.
I feel like Karen is the oldest one out of all of them, but I don't think it's by, like, let me see.
Okay.
She's 58.
September the 9th. Is she a Virgo?
No, it's
September the 9th.
Yeah. Who? Giselle?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't blame her. Karen is 58. So yeah, most of them are either mid to late 40s. And I think
so she's 7 years old, 51.
Okay, so it is some, and see, that's my whole point. I don't want to, when you get to 55 and you start getting the AARP discount magazine in the mail, I don't want to hear you arguing and fussing and fighting over silly stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, at that age, I just don't want to hear it. Like, I, even in my age, I don't want to be fussing and fighting over foolishness. I don't. I'm tired. I'm gonna need a nap afterward. My energy's gonna be drained. I'm already a Virgo, so I'm gonna think about it, and then I'm gonna overthink about it, and then I'm gonna analyze it, and then I'm gonna overanalyze it, and then I'm gonna come back to it 3 days later, and then I'm gonna think about it again. So,
and then I'm gonna be petty.
Probably won't, petty. But you
I'm
can.
Petty.
Yeah.
I'm
so petty. I don't need that kind of energy.
Sticking up in there like that.
Yeah. I don't need that kind of energy to be arguing and fussing and fighting. Now, granted, it because to me sometimes it just feels like where reality shows, it never is like normal is not accepted. Like, reality has to be on level. Between level 8 and 10 every single time. Now, they come to the restaurant and sit and order food and drinks and a few cackles, but in that 30 minutes to an hour for us that we see, it goes from like, hey, how you doing? It's nice. Thank you for coming. To, you know, say, for example, Ashley's baby shower, and then the next thing you know, it's like the Tasmanian devil is over in the corner and stirring up ish. And you like, right, you like, what the hell has happened? And I'm trying to, you know, wrap the toilet paper around the pregnant lady so I can win a prize. And y'all over in the corner fussing and fighting and arguing from something that happened 3 weeks ago. Why do you have to do that here? Like, can you not go outside? Can you go into the bathroom? Can y'all just wait until afterward? Like, I just can't imagine, like, every single event that always happens is always some kind of, like, fuss and fighting and drama. I just would never come outside. I would never go nowhere.
But that's why there is reality TV.
Yeah, I know that now.
Because if you didn't have your Bone Collectors, your Sheree Whitfields, you know, those people who go back and tell with somebody else, then you wouldn't have a show.
It would be nice.
The people on the show, they need to realize that it's not a religious-based show. It's reality TV.
It's reality TV. So somebody has to stir the pot.
We TV, oh, Bravo. You know what I'm saying? So exactly. Somebody got to stir the pot. And then Candace, she hit low. Like, she hit real low.
I don't like
especially
her.
With
I didn't
oh
like
girl.
Her when I watched it.
I didn't like her last season. Her first season, she was cool, but she hit so below the belt. I think she really needs a psychologist or something.
Her mother's one, but that's
her mama need one too.
either her mother's a psychologist or a psychiatrist.
She's a psychiatrist, I believe.
Either mm-hmm. one. It's you know what almost reminds me.
Oh, I forgot the dog was on the bed and started shaking. I thought it was an earthquake. Lord Jesus, I didn't. Whew, let me get my heart rate to.
You know what Jesus. Reminds me of is that her mother is a psychologist or psychologist or psychiatrist.
She prescribed the drugs.
Okay, she's a psychiatrist. The point is that you would think that Candace would, I don't want to say normal, but wouldn't have be like the person she is, because it's almost like preacher's kids. Like some preacher's kids turn out well, and then some preacher's kids on that other spectrum, and you'd be like, whoa, you're a preacher's kid though. Like, and that's what I kind of feel like Candace is like. It's just like, how is she like she is? And like, did her mother, like, what happened? They just feel like everything went wrong. And then like, she helped other people, but she didn't, you know, take time to, you know, spend time with her daughter. And so I just,
I think it's one of them things where she tried to be her daughter's friend. Mm-mm. And she's at the helicopter mom. I'm a helicopter mom. I'm starting to come back down to the pad. I'm looking for land.
You hovering.
Now I'm a drone. I'm a little bit low. I'm a drone. I've gone from a helicopter to a drone. But because before girl, I was a 747. Then I went to a helicopter. Matter of fact, I was a freaking UFO when that girl was in elementary school.
No.
I was there. You just didn't see me. But now I'm a drone. I'm just there. And when my battery, when it starts beeping, I land.
And recharge and then come back for the next day. Yes, like, see, I only got two hour
battery life. Like, yeah. But I think that, and you know what? For me, I think what's changed for me is that because my mom was that for me. And so being raised like that,
you
under a helicopter parent, that's the parenting style that I knew. But then as I watched my daughter grow, I realized that she's like that grass, that under that helicopter, when the grass spreads out,
mm-hmm.
and that's what she was doing. She was spreading out, but she wasn't coming back. We wasn't coming back to the center. Mm-hmm. And I had to eventually say, so what is it that you want to do? But I don't regret pushing her. I don't regret my mom pushing me and my sister pushing me to push her. Because even though she was in a classroom doing the work, she could have just been a smart person living under a bridge. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's a lot of people that don't
use
their potential. Yeah,
exactly. But because just being lazy and not knowing what resources is out there, and look, my mom, because I'm not going to look. It's just not me. My mom, she looked, she got it. Bam, here we go. She, you know what I'm saying? She's good now, but it's like, okay, show me that I can trust you. When you show me mm-hmm. I can trust you, I can leave my drone on the charger for a little bit. And I don't have
for a couple of days.
My mama call me now and be like, did she take her shot? And I'd be like, mama,
she's grown.
I said something to her.
And that's it.
I said, I ain't going to have no brain aneurysm stressing out over her.
Not a young adult. Yeah.
Not
a young adult in college.
Even
though you want to, and that, especially if you have done almost everything for your child, you have to slowly but surely let go. I had to do that because I was like, okay, let me help you with financial aid. Let me do this. I'll fill this out. You do this. I had to slowly kind of like back away and be like if she called me with a problem, I would be like, okay, well, did you do this, this, and this? No, I'd be like, okay, well, you do that first, and then you call me back. And a lot of times it was solved, but I was like, because I'm the person, like the other day I was on a call at work and we got a new team member and they were like, introduce yourself and tell people, about yourself. And I was like, ah, this is, I feel like I'm on an interview and it's that tell me about yourself question. I despise that part of, because I never know what to say. Like I feel like I'm all over the place. Actually, you know who I feel like sometimes that Muppet character, the one that just makes that beeping sound, that's what I feel like. That's, yeah, yes.
Beeper.
Yes, that's exactly what I feel like. Either that or the teacher from Charlie Brown. That's exactly. Yes, that's exactly. So anyway, so I was like, I'm the person that my friends call when they're looking for something or it's a project, and they know I will pretty much get all the information, get everything together. I will get them together. I said, I'm that. And so that's how I was with my child, but I had to step back because if not, they'll never learn. And going into young adulthood and things are so much different than when we were in our late teens, early 20s. Hell, it wasn't no social media. I mean, we were still, hell, we were still on what? You still couldn't talk to nobody on your cell phone in the daytime. You had to wait till after 7. You had that T-Mobile Fave 5, and hell, I had a Powertel cell phone, so it was prepaid. Like, so you know what I'm saying? Like, we had campus gossip, but wasn't nothing written down or wasn't nothing, it was just hearsay. So I had to kind of step back. And I think probably like with Candace's mother, that's why I'm like, I'm confused. Like, I part of it, I see why she's probably like that. And then part of it, I'm like, yeah, but you had your mother is a therapist and can
And
help.
her father, I think.
Oh, that's, well, no wonder. If she had double parents then that were in that field. That's why she might be like she is. But yeah, Potomac, I don't really. Mm-mm.
That rebellious child.
Probably
She's
so.
that, yes, that now I'm grown. You ain't about to, because what she did with her mom, like when she first came on the show, the house that she lived in, her mama was paying for it. And she got this fiance over here who's a grown man with two kids, I believe,
Three.
two or three kids. And he grown and they living under her mama's roof, ain't paying no mortgage, and it's just, and that's the thing. You wanna get smart and all this other stuff and do whatever, talk all crazy to your mama, whatever, whatever. But then you have but then the older women on the show would talk about her living under her mama's roof. And the thing is,
Now, I do remember that from when I was watching the show.
if that worked out for you financially,
And
then
for you to
do
say,
you.
right, because ain't nobody else paying your bill. So,
Because now you live in where you live and in this nice, beautiful house out in no man's land, and they still in your business. Because now, guess
and
what?
that's why.
There's COVID. You see what I'm saying? Your husband worked in a restaurant. Now he's stuck on Zoom teaching people how to cook. Matter of fact, I got a class at 6 tomorrow with him. I'm just playing. But
See,
he and the thing is, what he's doing is fine because he's still trying to provide a living. But guess what? Per the standard of the women that you're on the show with, they want to ask your mother, is she paying him because he's managing her with her career? That's not your business, because
and
this
that's why I never be
girl,
on reality TV, because I
yeah,
don't have that kind of foolishness in my life. I don't. I just I'm glad.
living, you can't let people and their expectations talk you out of a blessing, because we didn't know COVID was coming. You know, right. Her living under her mama's, not with her mom, but her mom was fitting the bill. Mm-hmm. And if that worked for y'all financially, imagine living there and then COVID coming, the stress that you would not have on you. But now you're down an income, really, because he doesn't have his restaurant or something, or the restaurants are closed. So now you're down a partial income, and he working with you, working for you, and doing cooking classes online, and you got this mortgage, his house that your mama didn't pay for. And people are still, how did you pay? Girl, get people up out of your business.
You can't, not if you're on a reality show. That's why, like I told you, I can't hardly deal with it anymore. Do I watch any reality shows? I think the only reality shows I think I watch is cooking. But that is pretty much it. That's enough for me. So,
well, you know, they got that marriage boot camp coming. I don't think I'm going to watch it.
I didn't watch the last five of them, so I probably will not be watching anything. So, all right, good people, I think we have caught y'all up since we've been gone for a bit, but we are glad to be back. We are in homecoming season. I don't know if we're going to any homecomings, but if we do, I think I want me a fish dinner and a new sweatshirt.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Shout out to my cousin Stevie. I won't say his last name, but Stevie, he is going to be inducted into Kentucky State University's Hall of Fame on Friday. So I'm going to that. Okay. But I'm not going to homecoming this year because it's my husband's birthday.
Yeah, that's the thing. It usually falls. Now, it was supposed to be next weekend, but then they moved it to usually the second weekend of whatchacallit, because I was going to go to Alabama's A&M's homecoming for the first time this year. But, of course, it's the same weekend, because my goal is to go to every single homecoming of all 150, I think it's 150 HBCUs. That is one of my goals. I've been to, I don't know, let me see how many. I don't think many. I got a long way to go. So
I need to join a sorority so I can claim something going to a homecoming.
Honey, you can. Listen. Oh God, not that. All right, good people. We will see y'all over on Instagram under the Virgo Experience. We will see y'all on Facebook under the Virgo Experience Podcast. I think we should probably throw up a poll. Let me figure out how to do that. Throw that up on Instagram, and maybe, you know, some of our listeners and our T-Mobile top five will be able to actually answer it.
And I know that she was back on Instagram the other day.
I am back on Instagram. I have been off Instagram since June of last year. I needed a break. It was too much between Black Lives Matter, Trump, and COVID. I still have not even watched the news since last year. So I cut the news out. And I cut out Instagram, and I was like, I need a break. But now I felt like it's time to come back because it was my birthday month, and see what was happening on there. Plus, that's another thing. I don't follow a lot of craziness, like, you know, like Shade Room and Ball Alert and all that and other foolish stuff. So I thought it was a good time to get back on there, me and my five accounts. and so far it's been good, you know, so it ain't like, you know, but you got to be careful because Instagram is addictive, and if you don't be careful, you'll be scrolling for 72 hours and don't know why you sleep deprived and you feeling like a zombie. So you have to definitely be careful on social media. So
don't pick it up before you go to bed. I done found myself standing in the doorway of the bathroom
just scrolling.
For about an hour, just scrolling. My husband would be like, you still right there? I'm like, dang, I've been standing here for an hour.
Here's what you need to do. I forget that I had did this before I got off Instagram. You can go under and set a timer, and it'll tell you how long you've been on Instagram for the day. So it'll tell you, like, you've been on Instagram an hour and a half, or you've been on Instagram for 2 hours. That way you can kind of limit your time, because if not, honey, you will scroll and be on that For You page, and you'll be like, what? And, you know, depending on how many people you follow. And like for me, like I said, between I get our account, and then four more accounts. I'll tell you about that later. I get like,
we didn't talk about R. Kelly.
Oh, we showed it. He got convicted. Yeah. All right. Now listen.
He nasty. We've been knowing he's nasty. So
we knew in the '90s, and so he was convicted and found guilty on all counts. And do they still play? Huh? I don't even know. I just saw the guilty plea. Do they still play his music on the radio at all? Have you heard it? I just kind of started listening to the radio recently. Usually when I go out, I'm on either listen to YouTube or podcasts.
He has a song with Marvin Sapp. And when I said, it's not like R. Kelly, girl, I turned it off. Who's gonna wait first? I turned it off. I said, I don't want to hear that.
I feel like I've been at an event and his song or songs has been played, and I feel like people still got up and danced, because yes, he has some really good songs, and it's hard to, you know, it's hard to separate and what you call it. So
I think people always will, because I mean, heck, the Cosby Show still shows on.
Yeah, Different World still on.
And we know that he was guilty. It was really, I think Bill Cosby was just like a technicality. He paid. It shouldn't have been unsealed. So he gets
and that's
out.
Why he yeah, that's when he gets out. So yeah.
And his wasn't children either. So
right. I don't think people will ever stop because he does have some good songs, and it ain't like
really good songs.
It's not like he's a new artist that came out like 2 years ago. And you know, like a lot of the artists nowadays, they'll fade and we won't hear from them ever again. But he's, you know, was making music since the 90s, and that is a long time. So that's what, like 30 years? It's a catalog of 30 years of songs. So at least 20, even with his, you know, with his classics. So yeah, I don't think people will ever just completely cut it off. But next time I'm in the car, I'm gonna try to, I feel like I've not heard any R. Kelly songs on the radio within the last month that I've listened to the radio.
Probably not him singing, but probably it might have been some that he maybe co-wrote or something.
Probably and so, just
didn't know. And I know that you're trying to wrap it up, but you know, my last thoughts about R. Kelly is that even though I said sayonara, I meant that, you know, but I feel like he was a victim because it started with him. The abuse, and unfortunately he carried it on.
Yeah, a lot of abuse victims do. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't want to say a lot. I have heard that usually happens sometimes is that because they think that is the normal. Now I'll say this before I go real quick. Quite a few people, you know, y'all know I love YouTube, where people were saying, what about the rest of, like, where's his crew at? And what about the parents? And is anybody else going to be indicted, or everybody else just skates and it's just going to be him by itself, and he takes all the responsibility? Because where is everybody else? Now, I don't know, because I didn't follow the trial or whatever, but that's kind of the question of parents and or the staff, the crew, the groupies, the whoever else, you know, like the roadies or whatever, you know, like the stage crew or whatever.
The manager, he took a deal.
Oh, okay.
He don't, He because he was the one who got the bribe the person. Now I say allegedly, but he was the one who bribed the person at the courthouse or whatever to get the marriage certificate. And see, the thing is, when you have enablers, is that the right word? When you have enablers in your life, if someone possibly just would have said, "You nasty, this is wrong," you know what I'm saying?
Somebody probably did, but he didn't probably listen.
He didn't listen, and then he probably dismissed them. But when you're the one out there running around getting people and this and that, there is so Tasha K. I can't remember the name of her YouTube, but I was supposed to be
going Tasha K. I don't like her. But yeah,
I was supposed to be looking for. I was looking for the Wendy Williams thing, and I came across the interview that she did with some lady who was the nutritionist for R. Kelly. Mm-hmm. And it was a couple of months old. And the same lady was actually the nutritionist for Kanye West's mama too. And I got so hung up in those two videos yesterday because the one about Kanye West's mama, it was so sad. But the one about R. Kelly and stuff, the way she just talked about him and how she never noticed it, it just kind of like, and she talked about how his wife, how she said, look at their wedding pictures. She said, they're in jeans and t-shirts. Like they, it's almost like it was a deal. Like it really wasn't true love. She said, did his wife talk about how she, how dancer slept in their room and how she had other relationships with other women and stuff like that. And I'm like, okay, so no, R. Kelly does not get a pass. There were children. There were a lot of people that know, and unfortunately money talks. And I feel like I just hope that he comes to terms while he's in prison or whatever. Eventually, I may listen to stuff because, girl, even I'm saying, hey, Mr. DJ. And I'm like, darn it, I want to listen to his song so bad because I love me some R. Kelly, but he needed help and he didn't get it. But he went down a bad path and it cycled out of control.
And the thing is, it's a whole bunch of people that just haven't gotten caught yet.
Yeah,
it's a whole bunch of people that go,
bunch of them.
A whole bunch of people, and I'm not just talking about in the music industry or the black side of the music industry, like the whole Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I didn't watch none of the Netflix specials or anything like that because I've watched Law and Order SVU since the beginning, since 2000. So I pretty much know like all the stuff that they put on their show is pretty much what really happens in real life. So some of that stuff they may make up, but I believe like 90% of it comes from real life. But anyway, so it's a whole lot of people that just haven't gotten caught yet and it's still going on. But
T.I. and Tiny, they got to pass the timing because the statue.
Is that for the Atlanta people or is that for the, I thought that was for the Vegas, the lady in Vegas, because it had been 10 years. It had been past 10 years. I thought that was Vegas.
For the Vegas.
Either Vegas or LA. Vegas or LA.
One of them.
I haven't heard nothing about the Atlanta person. So yeah, they may have gotten a pass on one, but that don't mean they're going to get a pass on the other. But either way, he's still been affected financially because of all of this, and people will distance themselves quick, fast, in a hurry when it comes to, you know.
But they're still touring. Escape. They was on tour when Nene had Greg's funeral.
Yeah, but it might not affect Tiny as much as it did him.
Oh,
yeah.
Why? Well, because I would have thought because she was mentioned in it too. You know.
I feel like he probably was more affected because like he was in Ant-Man. He was going to be in Ant-Man 3 or whatever it was.
Okay.
And then they cut ties. And then I think it was some other people that cut ties. I don't know what all Tiny really has going on. So that's why I don't feel like she was, I don't feel like she was financially affected as much. Now, she could have been behind the scenes. It could have been like, say, her and Publix and her company had a deal, but because we don't have Publix here, we wouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we wouldn't possibly know, but we know Marvel Studios and him being an Ant-Man 1 and 2, that he's no longer going to be an Ant-Man because of this. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think his was more publicly known versus hers being maybe, like, more low-key. Like, she might had a kind of like how Rashida had a thing with either CoverGirl, Maybelline, or Revlon. Maybe Tiny.
Oh, I didn't even
something.
Know.
Yeah, she. Oh, the last time I watched Love and Hip Hop, she was doing it or something. Oh. But like, so Tiny might have had something like that, but we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was cut. So, all right, good people.
Should have dealt with Payless.
Yes, I'm back on Instagram. We'll see how that goes. And make sure you all follow us on Instagram. Tell a friend. Tell your neighbor, tell your coworker that's nosy, and she can listen to our podcast and not be in your business and trying to see if you working and what you doing. And tell a friend, tell somebody, and pass it on. And we will see you all later. I'm Sharice.
I'm Martell's khaki shorts.
Oh God! All right, we'll see y'all later. Bye.